coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, worth hearing.
This is the continuation of the message, How to Take Possession of What Belongs to You.
See, when you want to do something and you just want only the voice of the Spirit and you want to drown fear and doubt and unbelief, you speak in other tongues. Because when you speak in tongues, you activate your spirit. And then your mind, you know, has no understanding of what's going on. So you speak the accurate word, the rhema. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. See, it pays to know the word of God. People, what God say? My people perish for the lack of knowledge, not the lack of power. Not the lack of power. Like they say, a prayerless Christian is a powerless Christian. It's not true. There is no powerless Christian. Even a prayerless Christian is not powerless. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Because the power does not come through prayer. There are two kinds of power. One is ability. The other one is authority. For the ability, it is in your spirit. Through the word of God. It doesn't come through prayer. I pray. I must pray. I cannot but pray. Without praying, I won't be standing here. I prayed for a long while before coming here. I've got to pray. But why do I pray? Not to get God to do something. It is so that I can align with God's direction and will and purpose for my life. And be attuned to Him. Not to get Him to do something. I've got to get in line. Prayer helps us get our spirit to be conditioned to His thinking. You see that? So prayer, to that extent, is very, very important, including fasting. That's important. But you see, prayer doesn't bring power. So, but you know, if you're not prayerful and you hear that kind of thing, a prayerless Christian is a powerless Christian. You say, it's true. That is one of the ways that Satan robs many Christians of their effectiveness. To rebuke the devil, to cast out the devil, to rule over Satan, you don't need anything but the knowledge of God's word, faith in your heart, in God's word, and the knowledge that you are a child of God. He said, in my name shall they cast out devils. In my name. That's all. Hallelujah. Love you, brother. You getting it? All right? Okay, now, he says that God calls things that be not as though they were, as though they're history. Now, I said, if you read in Ephesians chapter 5 from verse 1, he says, for us to imitate God. He says, be ye therefore imitators of God as beloved children. Do you know what that means? He says, copy God as children who are fond of their father, and their father is fond of them. Beloved children. They run around with the father. They run around with daddy, so they copy daddy. What the way daddy talks, the way daddy moves, the way daddy does what he does. They just like daddy and they act like daddy. That's what he says we should do. So we are to call things that don't exist as though they were. He said, Abraham. Now the man was Abram, exalted, assumed father. That was his name. He was assumed to be a father, and then he had no child. Now God said, now your name shall no longer be Abram, assumed father, but Abraham, because I have made you a father of many nations. Now, if God didn't make him a father of many nations, he could have never been a father of many nations. But when God makes something, listen, he calls them by their names. Let's look at this. The whole earth was in darkness in Genesis chapter 1 verse 1. Covered in darkness. So there was no light. And God said, light be. What's light? You see, he creates by his names. What he calls them, they become. See that? What he calls them, they become. What has God called you? When he changed the man's name to Abraham, father of many, well, some people might have laughed at it because he had no chance. Say, huh? That man has done a naming ceremony. Now he's calling himself father of many and doesn't even have a child. Anybody can talk, you know that. Now say, oh, Abraham, old man. Now he says he's father of many. Everybody, you hear about that in the neighborhood and laugh until the child was born. And the name was significant because it revealed what had been happening. When God said to Sarah, you're going to have a son, the Bible says Sarah laughed. And God said, Sarah, why did you laugh? Ah, she said, I didn't laugh. God said, but you laughed. He said, but you laughed. I love God. You know, sometimes somebody tells a little lie around us, we want to kill him. God didn't say, ah, I said you laughed, you said you did it. God said, but you laughed. Nevertheless, it will happen. Then she stopped laughing. Now imagine now she comes out and says, my name is Princess Sarah. My husband's name is father of many. No, we knew you are Sarai and Abraham. No, that's not our name anymore. I am Princess and he is the father of many. Where are the children? They are inside us. And she too laughed. He said, I laughed at the beginning. I'm still laughing. Until she became big. He said, have you heard? Have you seen her? An old woman. She really looks pregnant. He said, she's sick. It's a tumor. Until the baby was born. And what did she call the baby? Isaac. It means laughter. Then she said, God has caused me to laugh. And those who hear this will laugh with me. They will laugh with you. Hallelujah. You're going to find Isaac in your finances. You're going to find Isaac in your family. You're going to find Isaac in your home. Can you shout amen, somebody? Yeah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, is it possible to finish this thing? Glory, glory, glory. Through faith we understand that the aeons were framed by the word of God. Oh, glory to God. The things that are happening in our ministry today, we spoke them into being. Haven't seen the frame that God gave us many years ago. The future has already been framed. We're speaking these things into being. If you haven't read the book, Prophecy, go and get it. Get a copy. How many of you have read it? A book on prophecy. You need to read it. It'll tell you something. We are a people of prophecy. Your life is made by prophecy. Prophecy this time is not just a revelation, but the speaking forth of the word of God. And it's very important. That's why the Bible tells us that the most important gift is the gift of prophecy. That is the one gift that the Bible says all of God's children should covet. Everyone. Because you've got to speak that word. Without speaking that word, different things can destroy your aeon. Something else can affect your aeon. Let's give an example. You may have made projections, business projections, family projections, and suddenly you heard of all these downturns, economic downturns, And like all over the world, people are afraid and thinking what they're going to do. Where is this leading? This fear. So, from last September, things began to change. And they thought it was a joke. It got worse and worse and worse. And shockingly worse. And now, many are not sure whether it's going to get better. Some have said it will get worse before it gets better. Some others have said it will never get better. If you want to know what it will be like, it's in this book. But the Bible does tell us how to react in things like this. It says, when men are cast down, when men are cast down, financially cast down, emotionally cast down, when men are cast down, what did he say you should do? When men are cast down, he says, thou shalt say, there is lifting up. That's what he said. Thou shalt say. Why did he say you have to say it? Because through faith we understand that the aeons were restored by the rhema of God. Rhema is the spoken word. You have to speak it.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.